Clean clothing is definitely many, many shinies. The shinies there, old shinies, basic shinies about busting a hat, something with food, something that gets a little bit dirty, somebody that accidentally leaves his foot out and somebody walks by. You should really go so far as to say, raise him to take a seat and says, maybe don't even pick up a baby on Shabbos. I think a way of an excuse sometimes to some people. Don't pick up a baby on Shabbos because he's going to make you dirty and you're going to come to the lead of the oil on me to play. Something's talking about net sizes and net sizes. But the person doesn't want to go in there. That people wear black clothing on Shabbos. So I say in the beginning of his time, the mice started on the thing or happened, and because of this, they're either on all this halacha, the pieces that they dump themselves off, and how if I did it wear white clothing like the Mikubal. I have to break it off. There's two types of cleaning. There's dry cleaning and there's wet cleaning. Dry cleaning is when you're drying something, you're wiping something dry, and I have some water. And then you can hold it in the sense of a lot of when something you're using water to take it off. We'll break it off. We'll first talk about dry cleaning, cleaning off something without taking the schmata, without using the schmata or wet schmata, without using any type of liquid, and I'll call dry cleaning. This is really from a starting statement in the Gemara. The Gemara comes from Zion Shabbos. For example, that shakes out the palace. It seems to be a simple light that shakes out the palace and chayes chatzim. And Shabbos, and my place is Ashiver. What's the reason why chayes chatzim is shaking out the palace? It's not Ashiver, and the Beis Kanan learns like people. And then he's showing them. They learn that it's talking about dust. There's dust on the palace. And since the dust on the palace shaking out the dust is giving it a nikkui, it's giving it a cleanliness. Right now, your palace is on the beautiful, wonderful, and definitely considered dirty. And by taking off the dust, obviously, we'll see in a moment, we're talking about a dust, some type of hava, some kind of a dirt, which is innovating a little bit, is something which is more inside, and something that was somewhat mixed up to a certain extent, absorbed inside the baggage. And by wiping that off, you're wiping it off, you're taking this baggage and doing the mice and meat for you. So this mere mice of the person that dust on the jacket, you go like this, high stuff. Very safe, but don't do the commercial. Commercial in a moment has a bunch of snotty. Dust wouldn't be in it there. You can't do it. It wouldn't be doing it to the Mishkan. The Mishkan is only when it is with water. The Mikoy is only done with water. The liquid. The Mishkan is trying to bring down that it's talking that he has some type of a dew or puddle and other types of liquid, that it's snow. The Mishkan will be soon. Snow or rain, dragging all these things. And he shakes out a puddle from the snow and from the rain. So now, understand, he's made your own artificial. Shaking it out, so then you understand it's the water was absorbed inside the bag, and shaking it out and making it become absorbed as a lot of more mice speak and extraction of the water. That's what I'm saying. That could be a mice and meat point, and that much meat might be worse. So, the evidence is that children are only going down cheap sites, which means that our job would be much simpler than really at least for half of Cloud's job. We could have stopped the share. Because it's starting, we could say that if they want a dust off the hat, they want a dust off the jacket, since you're not a part of it, they wear white. And the Kabbalah. And then it would have been mustard to go with the soft walk with jacket. I know Shinazin, but they're wearing black, so Rashi would see the moment, so I'm not bringing down Rashi. And then the problem couldn't be a problem. Rambam will be a problem. But the Maitre, it's not so simple, because it's not just the Rambam that brings down Rashi. Then the Mishnah brings down many Shainim that say like that. The Rambam, the reverse, the Gladar, the Shulman all bring the Sheep of Rashi. And in the Sakalot, the Mishnah, the Zayin Shai, the Chayonim, and the kids that say that that's definitely in Gikram Law. In other words, both Sheep we're going to hold on in a moment. But certainly, both all of the Sheep that have done something off on Shabbat Chaycha. There's a case of Chaycha that comes up in something off. Everybody comes out. I'm going to take the rest of the Sheer in that type of a Havana. That Chayyar is painted by the baby Ashkenaz and Bain of Susan and the Gaz, the Baltani. They're all Ashkenaz and the Baltani. Some may be based on the right, some may be based on the Javana, but they're all Ashkenaz. That have come in that there's dust on your jacket, dust on your pants, and whatnot, dust in your golf, and clear the shine of high class. Now, everyone knows a little bit of information about this studio. Everyone knows something about Maxfit. Ain't no Maxfit, it's the Gemara. The Gemara talks about if you're Maxfit, if you're not Maxfit. I'm just going to read you why I'm also not going to talk so much about that. If you're not Maxfit, it seems to be a smoker. If you are Maxfit, then it's other. I'm not going to talk so much about it because I have here 10 snoggins to show you 10 cases of where it was. After the headache, you'll see that in most cases, it's impossible to drop off your jacket, your hat, etc. on Shabbos. Number one, if it's black and it's new, that's the short answer. If it's black and new, so then we assume you're not fit. If it's black, your jacket, black pants, black trousers. Black trousers, and you dust off your black trousers, and, so that's the short answer if it's new. Okay, what if it's blue? The price can say, swapped out the black, it's any dark color. Okay, that's sign number two. Sign number three is, the Garen Sash, but I was just mentioning, he said, who knows what's new? What's called new? New means the first time ever it was worn. Maybe even before someone tried it off, it's not new. But you can show them about it, that's called new. About it's new. Called not, it's still illusion. Because they are, I don't know what new is. Says the Chayotim, I don't know what new. Right? New. I don't know. We don't know. Okay. So we don't know what's new. Okay. Let's go back. So maybe the Shabbos closing, maybe I have it for like 33 months, that's not called new. Once you start thinking about buying the new, so maybe, no. So then I asked the Mr. Carroll, I sat down today, and the Chuta Shani, the Mr. Carroll is fucking bringing this Mamish first. She said, the Derek Cloud and this Manenu by us, and this is like talking about inheritance throw all the way inside. Maybe this is the Kalba Tanya, the Manoy, she's talking about the Kalba Tanya. Any suit that you're wearing at Shabbos, that's called new. If it's still considered like you a shopping suit, that you still have that fish type, that cheapest of it, that's a shopping suit, so then that's called new. Okay, so we're losing the header. Let's go slow. Then, you say, fine, so I'm going to start wearing a light-colored suit on shop. Okay. I'll start wearing beige. One of the places you say, if it's light-colored and old, but you're not good. If you're not good, you have dust there. You don't want the dust to be there. You're not good. Now, wonder, why is he dusting it off? He's not good. Isn't everybody who's dusting something off doesn't mean that he's not good? He obviously doesn't want it there. He's dusting it off. So they say, no, it means that he's not willing to walk around. He's better. He's easy to be dusted right away. It's a certain type of beta, but again, just keep in mind, if you see that dust there, and you're mocked, so even if it's a color suit, it's going to bite there, not have to test it. So we're losing the head there over here. The Shlomo Zalman said, let's say it's something that you dust off the chayim. Dust it off shot. So Shlomo Zalman asked, if you dust it off shot, that's a mind you're mocked. I wouldn't have said it to somebody. When I read the speaking, I didn't say it, but Shlomo Zalman did. So he said, when you dust it off shot, that's a mind you're mocked. And then he said, and also, if you dust it off a few times, that's a mind you're mocked. One trickle. So then, you know, one of these, if you do a bunch of them, that's the guy you're matching. Then he says, of course, that's very important. If I use from the great you can't use a brush. That's the shadow of the cut. Okay, so we're sort of, so where's the only case you have to cut there? Let's see. So we don't have to cut there. Now, that's the case that you're not matching. You're dusting it off on an old suit that you know the hole. Okay? I don't know if that's right. You know it's old. Well, it's very difficult. I think I feel safe to say that most of us, you know, that person is putting it put out aisle, which not probably or should have happened on Shabbos for sure. And you walk past it and you have now one of these big foot injuries on your trousers, I think it's safe to say that most of the people in the room would be knocked on it, consider this as you do. It's probably a dark suit. And really, in all these cases, it would be a knock. So I'm going to take the liberty of saying, don't dust off your clothing on Shabbos. That's not what you have to say. You have to hold on the store. didn't have that great covenant and all the different stories that you heard and all the different stories, and that it was a Maish and a Chazit, that they're going to call it a Shabbos thing, and they're going to feel wonderful, and they're going to say, oh, I can't stop, I want to wear that hat because it has the Shabbos thing on certain things, and you can call the Shabbos topic and set the button you want to. Oh, but that is true. You'll have to be wearing a hat on Shabbos, and you'll have a great time and a great drive and say, your shall come on Shabbos. Okay, I don't believe in Shabbos writing that paper still today. Because let's say you're dusting it off regularly, normally you wouldn't dust it off. Right? But now you're dusting it off because it's Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't make it. But that's called the Shabbos. Maybe you'll say, that's called the Shabbos. I'm not usually mocking. I'm only mocking for the comfort of Shabbos. He says over there, okay, so everyone knows the story. They say something dirty, they say, okay, it doesn't come. Shabbos is not the dust, it's Shabbos one. That's called the Kseder. He only marked it because the Shabbos is not really marked in the Tzav Chetzer. So Mr. Kellogg says, it's a good Chetzer. It's like, you know, the Bacher under the hat, or the hat on the Bacher. But the mic is marked. So all these cases are called Kseder, and then it's like, she marked, not with the Gans of Sukkah. We have no ability to dust it off. So what Kseder do we have? And what do we do? My hat gets pulled on the floor, or my jacket, and it gets that thing. And then it is. So this is written down, that since it's a Kseder, we have Shiloh, and the child will be showing him, so I'm going to show you what's happening again. And I just told you, but it's already been actually, oh, you can make money to get going. It's a big problem in the real option. Like I said last night, if I'll be opening the bottle, that even if you're not here, but it's in the chief, the whole life is not like the mission, like I said last night, Mr. Perry, right? So the guy who opens up the bottle for you, Mr. Perry, they're also, so the guy's going to hold like the sheet of scientists, and the guy's going to be allowed to dust off your hat, so that, Mr. Perry, is one cool one. That's a muffin, sir. God will often come to bring it. So you can have to go and wipe off your hat if you really need to. Okay. Another item that the bike can bring down is if a person blows. If blows wants to dust. Now, I won't explain the case because I think it's in the case you're going to dust it over. Then if you blow off the dirt, it's right? I think before that, you can get rid of that. And it gets in the mush, and then wait 10 minutes and you get more breath. Maintenance. I mean, all it means is that this is a big study, he doesn't sleep in, which is going to come back many times to them. The site of leaving and this type of a cleaning, especially in dry cleaning, is that something that got into the baggage and ruined the suit of the baggage. It's the adult that's in the baggage now stored together. In the adult is in there. It's not outside the baggage. But if you have a dirt, which is outside, for example, the place can drink it, that dirt is dangerous. Dangerous is not something that goes into the dangerous is something that stays on the outside of the jacket. That's where that is a block. The muscle not the same, like I said, that's not perfect over here. It doesn't become a part of the bag. I take it off, I can just do leaving. That's not considered leaving, you're allowed to bite it off. Oh, it's done, the bag is not a shadow. The one knows, why did not moxa? Why did not moxa? Every single thing, you always have to keep coming back. Why did not moxa? It's taking these pieces of dust, those things are totally unreasonable moxa. So that's not his fault, everything gets. And there's another shadow we need to speak about. Why? After the bag is totally different and unreasonable, now the bag is moxa. Okay, you have to keep it. So they are all clear. Why when I'm dusting off my jacket, I have on my jacket standing because I'm outside of the jacket, it's not imitating to the same smoker. Why that? Why they're not going to so they walk? Because Misha the Chiddush, she says, I bear the very good last night when I'm ripping just to get the food, it doesn't have a few of the when I'm dusting these warm bubbles to the jacket, it's not considered making the dust, it's not a separate dust, it's considered I ain't sure. For whatever reason they don't consider it to be monster. I ain't sure. But the point is that anything that's outside there, crumbs, the person sometimes gets crumbs on the jacket, crumbs and things like this, that's outside there. That's not innovating. So you're about to dust that off on shop. That's the Havana of why you can blow it off. So the jacket, there's no problem with that. If it's innovating dirt, you're allowed to blow it off. But if it's dust, that comes off with a blow, with your blow. So that shows it's on the outside. But if you're blowing very, very hard and then blowing final, driving the film, then about the that's about the value of a chair. And that dust is innovating mamish. And then what do we look at though? It's true, it's in a blow and it comes off, and that shows it's an outside dirt. And it's not that we're being honest. It's not that we're talking to the office. It's innovating dirt, that would be the player of office. Another area which I saw today, I found it very interesting. I'll just say to the item, I would have thought it does this, but my last act is that the greatest show the bomb and says, look, I don't come in the ladder and the dirt. He writes like this, he says, let's say you have that stain on your trousers, and you can't walk. It's not going to work in a half, I'm about to say. It'll work a job. So you're about to go among a group of people, which is the whole, a bunch of people trying to get out of shul. And you're able to move your way through them, and as you're moving through, your trousers are getting clean. I guess it's more to get out of like a jacket. As you're going through, you have a stain over here, and you're going through, and you're pushing your way through, and the stain is coming off. thinking, "Did you know?" And I go, "Oh, no, I haven't reported up." And he's doing the mic to get into the dock. The Shulman Ari says two things. He says, "This was an optic. I don't fully understand it. I mean, that's what he's trying to do." He says another thing. He says, "And then they're definitely not trying to clean the jacket." And I don't know. Who's doing the mic to clean here? Their jackets are doing the mic to clean. And their jacket is doing the mic to clean. And it's not to say, I think that you're the one who's doing the mic to clean. I think it's a very big thing. But the show's done, but he's done. And after he told me that a person wants to go and lie in his bed. I don't know if he wants to push the people, not so easy. But he wants to just go and lie down in his bed. And he knows, and he's going to lie down in his bed. I think he's going to go in your bed and he's going to start scraping your arm and head. But if you just lie in your bed and you know that after you get up, the dust won't be there, then the people show's done his mother. Right? So we have some that they're coming in today. And that, I don't think he's going to be able to do that. Quite acrobatic. I don't know if that's possible. That's Bachas the Yaitzer, right? That's Bachas the Yaitzer. Here, when it comes to dusting, basically, that's the issue. Now, the Maitzer, if it's wet, that's the whole different shmooz. But if it's wet, that's the shine is cleaned up. Only thing I could say is that if it's wet, then it depends on what we're talking about. Dr. Schulten says if it's dry mold, which is Dr. Schulten in the Vatican, but if it's talking about dry mold, that is different than mentioning of going back to the cell. There's a maximum that's the same, right? And a lot of times you can shake out the water, you're maximum, you don't want the water in there, you need to change to the system. It says that's a bad of the intergovern. It's a bad of the intergovern, preacher, maybe even the right knowledge, it says. Because even on regular woolen coats, the price you explain, even on regular woolen coats, you get thrown in the downpour and you wear the woolen coat and you shake it out, that sits tomorrow on the night of the kind of crap at the good yellow. Even now she's gonna agree with it. That's the Amazon season. The Africa, a lot of people have these very coats, chain coats, but not all these coats, that the water doesn't get absorbed. It stays on the outside. The water stays on the outside, that's not absorbed. And that's the gap because it's not a problem. Season the family you can shake it as hard as you want. Couldn't put it by the fire, can you do it? Because if you're going to put it by the fire, it's going to go and come in the bottle of the liquid, etc. But to shake out something that doesn't get in the vein, because they don't realize that would be more. And so, yeah, now let's talk about some more, I guess, the practical case. Most the first case that comes to mind is, you have a carpet. You have a carpet, and the carpet has on it gone. And why not a piece of carpet? Then they have to see home carpet sweeper. Now, I know for sure they have a carpet sweeper in England. Am I correct? I don't know because in England, this book and the truth I saw today, in many cases, this is on a test. The Derek from Medina, England. Derek from Medina, England. So I think that's, in summer. They have this carpet sweeper. I think it's still in use. They don't think they're going to be using that. So he writes over there about this carpet sweeper. He discusses the carpet sweeper. Most of the carpet sweeper often. There are guys who see sin as one line without a room. I have to keep the floor. There's a sun shining together for a moment. So if I have a sun shining, I'll tell you all the stuff about the place. They said a carpet sweeper is also developed. And it's a fire. Varn Shemaka, they have kitchen, something that develops. No, it's just, I don't want to come and say it's mother. But all the parties can make sure they all say it's up. But this one says it's up, the going to Moshe says it's up, and the Zangan is coming next to the process. They have to, I still brought down, I did some. But that was the best to ask anybody to shine, but the Ashabi brought from the Ashabi said it's also. I'm going to read you what they say and why it's not. Remember, this was right over there that felt because it opened the chal. That's you guys. You guys, it opened the chal. Now, as you know, opened the chal in the garden are very difficult ones because they opened the chal. I saw that as the Ashabi, but the Ashabi from next to the chal, he said the same thing. So, I'm just going to, again, all the questions I'm asking are the possible that he can, I don't. Have my own sheet that told you last night. I can tell you cheetahs and you can start what you want to buy for here. I have one child. My child is, how can you take people from the club and the only time I think you use a carpet sweeper? Because during the week, what would you use? I think it's not mentioned in the thing. What do they do? They use a vacuum cleaner. My child, I would say this is the biggest food in the shop. Okay, so that's the kind of, let's leave it on the side for a minute. Another kind of, that they kind of, is, I'm not bringing the names, that's what's doubtful, but everyone says, Kimat Zidon, the Yankee says it's his way, Marcia says it's his way, the Yankee coming next, they say, another kind of, they say, Rabbi Correa, because it ripped out the carpet. But, look, there's only a few, because Shiloh, I called up today, And actually, I asked them, is their carpet to be ripped out the carpet? They said, no. There doesn't, I don't know, maybe it's probably in the carpet, maybe it's probably in the carpet sweeper. I said, look inside, and look in there, there's a string in there, this and that, and the chal in there.
Thank you.
Tennis. What's it like? Like a furniture, there's no shire. That's not considered a door. If you're allowed to wipe off dust on the furniture, whatnot. Shoes. If you have dust on shoes, if you have regular leather shoes, if you have suede. Suede is just like a type of material that gets like a bag. That is a shire. The dust gets in the veining, and then when you're dusting it off, it's like you're dusting the veining. It's just being overstating. That would be a problem. If you're not getting whatnot. If you have regular leather shoes, so the dust stays on the outside, and we'll see in a moment about the dust. If you're taking off, you can't do anything that's on the shoes, if you have something that's on the bottom, and you're taking off, it's not even dry, we'll see in a minute that way. If it's not even dry, if you're taking it off, I don't see any problem. No problem. I got it. See, the Shaykh Al-Lady says that. He wouldn't say it's mother, but the mimic is to be not here. Mike said, I don't think that's the mimic, because I just said, the party can bring down his mother. It can be made so the dust off your shoes. At least, again, before I was talking about the slippers, I mean, I said the dust off your shoes, I'm not talking about with the brush, and I'm not talking about with making it shine and whatnot. Just merely the dust, which is on the shoe, is considered an outside dust. The nice thing is got a stain. Very, very, I mean, everything that you have for the rest of your life. This is something, my machine, you know, getting the shampoo, definitely the dust, this, but you have a stain on your jacket. I'm going to tell you now, there's a countless movie out there, you might have been tell you one word, the shampoo sheet. The shampoo sheet, if you have a stain on your jacket, you have a piece of cocoa that falls on your shirt, a piece of chocolate that falls on your jacket, it's still stain, I'm not talking about dust now. The sheet, again, there's a big movie here, you might have been saying, well, the sheet is the shampoo. The shampoo sheet is that if you have a stain, you take off that stain, it's going to leave underneath the lotion, but be still a stain underneath, and a potato that falls on your shirt. You take it off, and there's still going to be something there. Even if you take a knife and you scrape it off, and there'll still be underneath the stain. So then it's not called to clean the stain. That's what you do in the shampoo. You can talk, think about it like that. And I have a potato in front of my shirt, I take it off, I got my makeup off, did you clean it? The potato was going outside the bag. Did you clean the shirt? No, because it's lying with a stain. At any time you need a stain, the sheet is in the shampoo, your business. If you take it, as long as there'll be a stain, that's all be okay. But if there's not going to be a stain, then the sheet and the shampoo, yes, the thing my husband says, but the sheet and the shampoo, if you're not going to be a stain, and you're going to take off that, you know, you'll be able to do such a good job, you'll be able to get it off, and without a stain, you should go home and up and make it right. Process is even be a device, but that's the kind of the cancer. That's not just the whole time. It's going to be a reservation. It'll pack up the Muslim, the Russian, and it'll pack up the Austin. That's chemical cancer. So, yeah, shoes, everyone talks about. There's also actually one more part of the study they talk about drying bars. And drying bars, and everyone knows that the children are breaking down. They have some type of dry bar that went on the jacket, on the shirt, or whatnot. If you scrape it off, then you have a problem. You have a problem of cutting. You have a problem if you can grind off that, you might have a problem of cutting. That reminds us, again, if you're going to take it off and it's not going to leave erosion, anyway, it's going to be awesome. Because you're taking off the stain. If you're going to take it off and leave erosion, now you have to worry, is it a dry bar that you're scraping off? And maybe you're grinding it off. Okay. But you mind it. Let's say it's something like, you know, sometimes you get a child with a piece of a cookie and bread and they rub it on you and now you have this cookie smearing all over you. And you know when you're going to take it off, it's going to leave a stain. Can I scrape it off? So you said, well, touch it. He said, no, it's a cookie. And now that you know that it's a cookie of poison, so it's, again, always have to keep these things in mind, and then, you know, I'll let you go on your own. But the first thing you have to keep in mind is I'm driving. It can be poison, not poison. Okay, so it's poison, yes, poison. The stain doesn't have poison. Then you have to put it in. Well, is it going to be the stain? So leave the stain, then it's going to be not poison, because I didn't clean anything. So that's the gas system. On your shoes, the price of all this God, they used to have the mud on the shoes, they had all different redundant. The Gemara talks about that if you're gonna go and rub it on a certain stage, you're smoothing out the shoe, and if you're gonna go shoe on the floor to your national cumin, the nice can say, if you take your shoe, you have some type of mud on the bottom of your shoe, and you rub the floor in the concrete floor, it's not national cumin. Our floors have no shaitas to national cumin. Everybody can rub it on the floor, if you rub it on the stairs, the shoe says. And our shoes don't have any of the problems with the price we're talking about that our shoes get smooth now. They don't have to see if they have either a rubber sole or a leather, a character, a scarf, there's no shot. So that's Bachan to Yosef, the Sugya of Joachim. I can't. Sugya of Joachim. Now, in the Sugya of wet cleaning, wet cleaning is a little bit more, I guess, no, but we'll see what maybe we can be modest today. Everyone knows, obviously, this is three halachas really in the fight. One thing, if you take a baguette and you put it into a liquid, a baguette in a liquid, then after, even if you don't rub, even if you don't do anything, the fact that it goes in the liquid goes in, to get your eye, and it has the ability to go get a baguette, which loosens up any dirt that's in there. Remember, that itself is a vegan rub. That's known in the price there, interesting, not a key one. That is the price is called kistos. You get very confused if you're not in the mission base. That's called kistos. If you're not in the mission base, that's called kistos. Then there's the second level, key one, is when I put something in water and I rub it in my hand. Then there's the third level called shishif. And I rub it, not just with a brush. That's like the third level. This we should do it now. It'll be fairly simple. What's in the game? Let's not get us. This is a nice material. When you have something which is highly unabsorbent, like wood, glass, you can take wood, you can put it on, and you can rub it with your hands and whatnot, no problem. Because it's not absorbent. I can come and take wood and you put it on wood and see after a while, they'll get absorbed, right? But that's true. This is a Dura 8. That bites are not considered absorbent enough, I guess, because it takes long enough. That's not considered between a mice and keepers of shock. The other extreme is that material is considered highly absorbent. Material, the shirt, the jacket, the socks, everything, right? With the carpet, all these things are considered in a lava highly absorbent. And there, merely placing in the water is already an existing item of this gift. Now, that, like I said, it's somewhat loosened up the dirt. That's tough. What in the middle? In the middle, I'm going to call this, for the lack of a better word, 50% absorbent. I'm going to call this leather. That's the Gemara Zavon's example, that's what I got it. Something which is in the middle. It's not high absorbent. It's not low level absorbent. It's something in the middle. But here, we are in this place, you make an afternoon. Then the Gemara, make a long session. If you take leather to see how the gas is with your shoe, if you, in America, we say if you step in New York, fine. I don't know what it's going to be. If a person gets up in something on a shoe, something is shoe, then he goes and now he has to wash off his shoe. Want to wash off his shoe. So, as you go. To take your shoe and to go a week's weight, take a great shoe when you're stepping something and you want to now wash off the top of this weight, the mere placement in the water isn't in there because it goes in the floor and it's reaching up the dust. But if you take this leather shoe, leather says the Gemara is in the middle and it's a bend. If you go and you scrub it, even with your hand, that's awesome. Maybe your eyes, it's not going to mind shut up the picture. But the mere placing of leather in water is not awesome. I mean, if you take your shoe, when it has some kind of a schmutz and dirt on it, and you put it into the water, you just let the water do its job. So then that's mutter. Because since the water is not enough absorbent into leather, that is not considered a kink. That's not considered a kink. That's not considered a sweet. A leaf on Shabbos, that's not considered an innocent. Now, this is very dangerous. Because the pumpkin, they had a bunch of cases that the Chazal didn't have. They had rubber, they had plastic, hard plastic, obviously, like wood that comes out, that is not absorbent. They have soft plastic, they have rubber, and all these things. And they all declare the shayla. What's the bin of rubber? Am I allowed to pour water on it? Am I allowed to rub it? Is it like begging? Is it not? Mercy's not. You see how it's great going in. All the Nadia, where it's not making the hula ever. Shom Dublin, the Rehashif, the Vaisha, the Shishal, they're all the same in the hula. They all say, look, Medina probably these things should be mother. And should even be allowed to start. Water going into a shikol, the wood. I mean, that's there. How can you know? Once the Zal came along and said, that leather is a middle matreka, so maybe this falls into leather. All of these in the field, when it's not a same in the world, that when you take the plastic, whether it's a hard plastic tablecloth, is there another battery? When you take the hard plastic tablecloth. Now, if you take something like a leather plastic, a plastic tablecloth, or if you take something like a sheet, you'll see in a moment that again, children that are not getting toilet trays, you have a rubber sheet, or you have a magical plastic sheet. These things, both these diseases are the same thing, that if you use it, you can't rub it, you can't water on it. But you can't drop. You can't drop it, you can't drop. Okay. It's a chiddush. That is a chiddush. And I, why do you say it's a chiddush? Because something like hard plastic is different chiddush. But these rubber in any way, it doesn't get good. But you have to know that the most child could be is the child of the Rabbanan. So you have to know, we must consider a guzzle. Sometimes mamash and child covered up reading. You know, but the best thing is to take that sheet, that rubber sheet, everyone knows I'm talking about the plastic sheet, you put it into the bathtub, and then it'll make sure, of course, that the water is taken all off. That's the same. Now, you can ask that on the outside, they have gummy, it's called, you know, elastic. They have the elastic around, and the elastic is already more of a material type of a so you have to know, first of all, the material in there is sometimes it gets properly absorbed. It's not made the same way the shirts are made, that it's pure absorption, it's a real proper absorption. I'm not saying you can either take socks to the shirt, which is probably after put it in the water. Don't mention. But those things are made in the way the elastic is made without oysters, that you'll see it's something that remains outside. And therefore, there would be a mocking to be made so clearly that you create this cheese, such as you can call it, put it in the bathtub. And let the water go on. Maybe not to scrub it. You have no gray off. And cup of beer, there's nothing to be made to leave it to scrub it. Because, like I said, you take your money and it doesn't go in. So, what if they got a person that's still on a plastic table? There's a hard plastic table that some people have on the side of the table only. They pour the water on, you have to stay in there. It doesn't work. I said, oh, that's how you do it. You don't scrub, you never let it scrub. But before the water on, that would be fun. I kind of clear. Somebody asked me that shop at the end of the English call it something that's done, you know. First of all, the device is a little bit extreme. I mean, OTD, or I should put the letters in order, CD at all. It's very, very extreme, and if she's going to get all set, she can't go and wash the stuff and wash the dinner. Wash leather, you can wash, like you said, you can wash the leather, you can wash the plastic, you can wash the stuff, you scrub yourself. That book, I can't say it's referred to Chazal, so I'll show Mazam said it's not the guy to scrub it, but it's the muscles that you make up and scrub. We'll leave it like that. For her, she can be make up and scrub. Because I can, it's a simple story. The shoe is the same idea. Person steps from something, so now he wants to take the shoe, wants to wash it off. So the rubber on the bottom, that's no problem. The leather on the top, that's no problem. The problem is the shoelace. The problem is the shoelace. And then we just got to make sure that the shoelaces don't get wet. Because the shoelaces, that's a bigger type of material. And that, because we have to make sure that the wooden uncut is a good. Now, the new shilas that come up are contact lenses. I think I spoke here about contact lenses years ago. And I'll tell you how I got the shear then, and then I'll change it a little. Most of the case of the wonderful David Dorman. And he writes over there that he has his shilas to. The great regardless of the action to shake a later on, you see that. Go back to our studio, America. A hard contact lens that goes without saying, you can pour it on, you can scrub it, as much as that's like a shake, oh, no shot. A full contact lens, you see. He writes from there that he spoke to the experts, and this is the information, it's very important to include. That's the information that he took to be directly to the government to see the shake a lady, he can comment on the information that he received from the Baal Kabra of the day, of the shot. And they explained to him that basically, the thesis is that, again, then it is 100% absorbent in our language. What is the percent absorbent? The leather is 50. He says, these contact lenses is 75. 75. So now the shadow a lot of so what is 75? Because they put a special type of dispersion in this contact lens solution. You put it inside the case over there, you put the solution, the lens inside, at the gate they're at. It goes in, and the mummy shows in, and all different words, all different fancy words over there, high salt of eyebrows and Baal Shem Lam, it's all me, it goes into anything from interest, and the different, robots, and coupons, and all types of things that I can't explain to learning right now, all the things. Because this happens, to make a long story short, at the gate they're at, it goes into the system, the matrix, the system, your very short of the right muscle, the right cardioid, creates your eyes with different proteins, and your eyes have tears. The tears wipe it out. Otherwise, I'll leave another person says, I know somebody, and I just saw him, and I thought, he can't do his eyes. He has a problem making tears. Eyes don't make tears. When the eyes don't make tears, you have all this smoking that's what's called the contact lens. Your contact lens is a bunch of other things make. Anyway, so the main one has that problem, the protein's going inside, and that and schmucks and all different stuff go in. And the kids are, you have to go and clean it out. So the liquid goes in, into that lens, and it gets in. It gets in, so it gets absorbed. Not that was a delicate plastic and rubber, it doesn't get absorbed as well. But by the whole system is quite stark together with the surface, and it gets in there. That's what you need to know to go by. Okay. Now, the next thing that you need to be able to go by there is I just told you that even on leather, if you scrub leather, that's what pushing it in. And that's the nice one. It's just that if you take leather, off the leather machine with the water, that's the nice one. I'm just saying, if you put it in the water, that's what you cover. Not a matter, it's a fish. It's a fish that you can understand. You can hear. But let's say I took that water where I'm putting in my shoes, detergent. And now, if I scrub with my hand, not only if I put in detergent, if the detergent is going to go in and scrub for me, the detergent is going to go in. If I'm putting it in and I scrub it in my hand, no shower to conform me, because that was ready to knock off cleaning, or you just take a leather shoe and put it inside the water. So that's not called cleaning. Because it's probably no way to do that. You scrub out, that's called cleaning. But if you put detergent together, if the detergent is going to make the water much more effective, you can understand that. We don't have a riot hot like that, and I can definitely hear in Svara that that would be considered a mindset that would be considered in the past. All you is going to be that you're going to have a clean shoe in the very effective one. You can hear it, it's Kiddush. There's some of the arguments that say that Kiddush. So now, if you put these two positions together, to take the contact lens, and putting into these detergent solutions that they have, the question should be, maybe it's the right, maybe this is wrong, there's something bad. Think about it. Like a leather, I know when I turn into water, I'm okay. Okay, here, 75% you put it with the stick hole, or you put it with leather, I don't know. You know the answer? I don't know the answer. You know the answer? I don't know. So what's the answer? So you have to say, I don't know if it's mother. No, you have to say, something right. Maybe it's a towel. So it's definitely more absorbent than leather. That's what they have the information. Absorbent than leather. Because it goes in deeper. But that was the information. It's also the Drake Island. And this Drake Island, well said, oh, you say it's a major problem. Number one. Problem number two is that forget what I just said. Leather would be 50% absorbent than leather. But 50% absorbent with detergent is considered like shift. So here, the solution that they have special detergent in it. So that is considered a microchip. So call 50% absorbing. So they type it closer to the 50% side. But still, like it'll be 50% with shift shock, which should be awesome. And that's why he's going to get done, and I have a big list of it. I have a lack of time. Like, I can't go into all this, but I have a big list over here. From a really option to very big diner. That because of this information out of the contact lens, now, the MISA is very data. So there's every data, you can use the saving solution. If you do the saving solution, you can use the saving solution. What's the engine you can use the saving solution? Saving regular plus the simple saving solution is not going to happen if it's detergent. So you got out of that, Shiloh. Okay. First of all, if it was already washed before Shabbos, which everybody does, and it's washed before Shabbos, so now the amount of cleanliness that is required is not a lot. So they say, okay, if you take the contact, straight from your away, and you put it into the saline, not the detergent, then kubiagula. This is terrible. It's not doing the cleansing. It doesn't properly clean it. We can be saying that the side, maybe talking the saline solution, maybe it's only 50% absorbent. Okay, that's what they said. That's what they said. Another A sub is that the solution says on the outside, if you use it one day, that's it. It's buckle is cut. That's what it says on the bottom. If you use it 2 days on, the kaya doesn't work. That okay, so you take the liquid, which I think I'm not mistaken, people do that anyway. You know, nobody uses it, they don't change the solution. Well, there's a duty in there. So the Friday solution, you put it in an air shopper, you use it on Thursday night, you use it. Yeah. Friday night, you use the same exact solution. So now you're not moving the church, you still have the other kind of liquid. The kaya is closer to the 75% side. So you'll say that the challenge is still wet, but it comes out of my heart. So maybe it's not really doing such a look to it. Well, that's, I think, if I spoke, and I'm not sure if I spoke about it here, but if I spoke about it here, that's what I said, until about the third time this year. Then I looked into it. I promised, I guess, before the first thing. Then I started looking into what might have. That is it. the design of the kilim, the other kilim on the city. They say, I wasn't going to hear from the Shachin for Shachin, but they say they asked the Shachin for Shachin, and I took myself another name. That's just the person told me that I don't they heard from the Shachin for Shachin. I'll tell you what I think. Some of the other names he was talking about, the only other names I could think of. But the name that the Chuba thought it is there a Levan on a gold kilim. Why are you not over on Levan when you're doing a gold? Every time I do a Kabbalah, he's getting out the absorbed bits. He just explained that anything that's absorbed, that's the problem of leaving. You're cleaning it. So that means maybe there's a mercy kiddush because taking out absorbed from something that is, it's not nicker, it's not noticeable at all. Like an absorbed leaving. You don't see the absorbed leaving because that doesn't have a chain of leaving. I imagine that was such a kind of shine by this, right? You have here leaving, you have absorbed. You take the contact, it looks like this, you're not going to see any of these guys. So you're taking out something that's absorbed and no one can see. You sure, when you take out the dirt, you put water in it, you're taking out a dirt that people can see. That's called leaving. A dirt that no one can see, that's not called leaving. That's what they got in from the kind of Shinder. But actually, I think it's Tabua. They're not Tabua. This is the moment it comes to a path or something of the nature. So there, the Shinder, if you can. That is no mindful in cleaning it and dirt and whatnot from the past, that is the mind of the club. That's why maybe that to help something absorb that makes them not kamina is not called deepen, number one. Number two, here, give it 2 days of body diet and you'll start seeing it. When you put it in your eye, so any dirt that if it builds up would eventually be something that you see, so then you're not there yet that you're seeing it, but it's a dirt that is going to make it not kamina, obviously. Not anything. And the plastic is not absorbent in the slice. No water goes at all into the plastic. What happens? The proteins go in between the layers of plastic. Okay. Now, what happens? The muscles can go into that layer of plastic. That's how they have to be. It doesn't want the whole entire context. It has an oyster that it can accept water. So it has what we call, I'm going to give it a mini pocket. That's not the damn name. It's like a pocket hiatus or something. I think I got the name. I'm going to call pockets for the layman that can't understand this. These pockets, the water and the shoe and the staff get caught in the pocket. The next tier comes, and the tier pushes out the steam dish. The next demo comes, and it comes and it pushes out from the pocket. He pushes them out. And he knocks them out. It pushes them out. The only thing is the staff that's going to stay behind. Only the liquid thing for that, and the short thing of this. The next tier comes, and he keeps sitting there in the pocket. Then hello, what is that? What is that? That's the same way. I mean, that, when I take this contact and I put it inside the detergent, you know what's happening? It's thousands and thousands every moment, water that are going in, pushing him out, the next water comes in, as he's pushing the next guy out, but he also, with his tremendous detergent player, rips off on the outer layer of the plastic, the protein that's there. So it's literally taking something like a water in a balloon, taking out that water, putting the water in the balloon, that's called leaving. So it's no lie that such a thing should be called leaving. Now, the other thing you could say is that maybe the design is that you can get the athletes to see in front of our face, and I'm adapting to that. I just thought that they didn't accept the scientific assignments for. You see that they do go into the kitchen of the Zaka. I don't know. The Zaki are finished. So, you don't use any. I use it. Again, it's hard for me to pull off now that unfortunately the Shaykh Lady is no longer time. I don't have it. It's very hard for me to come along and say that they would be made if they would hear this information. I use Zaki, I think they would be. They would hear this information. I think the Zaki, especially the way it's written in the beginning, that they saw the Shabbos, because he explains to them this is the sincere, and this is the reason they passed it. It's myth. She said to say, well, here it is, it's in some of the case, mother. So the Zaiti's mother, but not after, he's great to go and no longer with us, and I can't. So I was just saying, if most people are told anyway, use the detergent 2 days in a row anyway, not a great dot, not that it's just a terrible dot. But it's nice. I'll show you the plumber for Shabbos. So use this, that why am I saying? I said, it's over and share. He says, me, ask, it's out of the off. That's not a shite. You think it makes a difference 2 days in a row? They're only writing that because they want you to buy more of the juice. So they know if they're going to need the juice 12 days in a row, whatever, so then they're not going to buy the juice. I told them, I hear, maybe, guys, maybe he's wrong. Right? I don't know if he's wrong. I have a right to believe the guys that wrote the bottle. They know more, and they also have rules that they're not allowed to lie and whatever. So that leads to self expectation. So if that self expectation on something that I think is mother, no, that's a story. That would be, if I was asking you my opinion, that's what you should do. You should use yesterday's detergent, and not get nice to use fresh detergent, just to play happy die. If out there somebody uses the fresh detergent, the clothes are muffled to be mental. Like I said last night, you didn't hear it from me. Now leaves us with 10 minutes to talk about one last shaila in the world of Vibas and Tzitzit and all this parsha, which is Tzitzit. Tzitzit is extracting. That's the next process in the cleaning process. Right? You have to, now you have to extract something. First you have to absorb it, then you have to brush it. First it goes in, you get it out. Then you have to brush it. And then the rest is you extract the water, you wring it out. And Tzitzit is an integer item. It's a triangle of the dog. If you're extracting, you're getting rid of it, ridding yourself of the water to make the beggars rid of the water, and that's called Tzitzit Shalim. That's a process in the cleaning process. Another type of Tzitzit, which is the first one is really expelling, we'll call it, okay? There's another one which is extracting. You're getting the liquid and use the liquid. Right? What's that? That's like, for example, the base of the pipe. You're in the mouth, right? You take the mouth, and there, that's what I'm using the water, right? I'm the mouth, and now you're getting out the water which is absorbed. So that's not people. You can't clean the mouth. That's not people. Don't have to do it. At the end, you want to clean the mouth, but usually when you're stretching, what that called? That's called Krita of usage. If you're going to have to not even. It's an extracted insertion, nonetheless. That's cool. Okay. Now, I'd like Chazal were very, very, very serious about Krita. Very serious. Kimat, my knowledge, you don't find Zerus that Chazal made, but so I looked them up. But specific Zerus, different Zerus that they made on this Malach of Krita, they were very, very scared. I wonder if it's because of the Shrek Kalash, and I don't even want to say it, but I will. The Gemara Shabbos. And that's Lamed Beis. Marcus says, "Shrek, because I made the yogurt. Shrek, because Gemara over there. The whole Gemara, everybody knows that Gemara. I'm talking about Gemara. What causes the late Chalim? You remember the other she mechaps his slaves to name Shabbos. And they clean their children from Soya on Shabbos. So Chazal made Zeres upon Zeres upon Zeres when it came to Tzchita to avoid that a person shouldn't do extracting. Just to give you an example, they asked Tzchita to say, you're not allowed on Shabbos, if you're going to wash your hair, you're not allowed to wring out the hair. Okay, your hair doesn't absorb. We spoke about this last night. You're not allowed to wash out your hair. Because you're not washing your hair, you're not allowed to wring out the hair. Everybody doesn't get absorbed. But they were afraid of like Tzchita. Say one thing. Another example, the Gemara in Bachman says, the Gemara there talks about that you're not allowed to take up the shmata, put it on top, not a shmata, maybe you don't get a shark or whatever, put it on top of a plate, so it might fall and get wet, because then you might cover it out. And then it might fall in and get wet, sounds like it's very in English, right? It might fall in and get wet, and when it gets wet, you'll cover it out. And this is recorded on all of us, you go by the C10 diet. Another level. You're not allowed to take a shmata and stuff it in to a barrel in the hole and whatnot in an oyster that maybe when you're going to stuff it in, it's going to come to extract the liquid that's over there, there's liquid on the shmata. They're keeping us far away from pizza. Far away from pizza is there, it's upon there. It's another zero. The Gemara Kof Namala talks about, then you're not allowed to take a towel, put water on the towel before you're going to get there, a shot, and then wring out the towel. You're wringing it out. Because I'm going to get my water put on your face. Now, over there, it has nothing to do with the chitza. The father chitza's mother says the hater to Ramah, going on and do that, because maybe you won't wring it out enough. And then on Shabbos, you can take that towel and put it against your face, but then you're going to wind up wringing it out. The concept is always like, you see how dirty they are? You can't take a towel, wring it out. Before Shabbos, you try. That won't have a piece of that. But you're not going to ask me that, because you might not bring it down enough. So they held a cleat of Eretz Yisrael. They don't find things like this. They asked him, they hold a mukta. And he went, I think this might come to go and bring out the Shekhanah and 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 the The creek is very serious. Mass, good, we have 5 minutes early tonight. It's wonderful. There's nothing else to talk about. I will make the call. Bombs can't use in China. Good. And they have these field walls. They probably have the lights because it doesn't get absorbed. Probably got bombs. You can't use them in China. The Shabbos brushes, most of them, you know, it says on the Shabbos crisis, most of them are butter. Because I told you anyway, the fact that you call that the water is within the bristles, I don't even understand how the cloud is connected to the bristles. You don't see it coming out of the bristles. So the kitchen, if it doesn't have a Shabbos crisis, you can go out the Shabbos. It doesn't have to have OED and pet shaving. It doesn't have to have the documentation. It's an issue. So, now, let me get that down in the Shabbos. This is the moment. Let me get that in the Shabbos. On Shabbos crisis, a very tricky Shabbos crisis. It'll be fun. And Shabbos question, see what you heard tonight. Are you allowed to use the mat? Does everybody know what a mat is? Did they call it a mat name? Are you allowed to use a mat? Or another Shabbos? You need to know that they have a bunch of things. They put a shmata, they put it in the water. According to what we said tonight, you use a shmata, does anybody have a something? Cut yourself. Cut your gun card off. Cut your mat. And I want to say, there never was a shayla ever in the history of the world. And that's a rule. That's a business. And not, Kazal just went finger upon finger to make sure we get out of this game. Okay? Kazal, there's a nice thing to say. When you come out of it, let's say it's a shower, mikvah and Shabbos, you take the towel, you put it on, don't go on tap. Okay, maybe the Yash went so you could not stop, you know, get the outside water. It's only a cleat that there are bun on. Sure. You know, but don't go and like that because you're taking out the stairs cleat. Okay. Now we'll start. I tell you, I have 5 minutes to Kazal. Kazal, you know, so, what about baby rice? What about baby rice, right? Yes. Let's go in order. And I can tell that time. I'm not saying any halacha mitzvah. I'm just saying sheep. First, I'll say names. Let's start with names. And then they're not saying. Then I'll say, we'll go in order. Name, svar, and then the pakeh the svar, and then I'll leave. And then I'll say my own opinion. Okay? Name. The same way, again, I'm just going to say the names of the Tiaman Chayim. This is a person that the Tiaman Chayim, the Ben Kavitra, the Ben Marsh, every Sura, the Ben Kavitra. The government Chayim Ben Kavitra, over here, I have a letter that. Which I'll read in a moment. The Shaylotta, I'll do myself. It's here. If anybody can still take it. Nowadays, people that come along, they're each time for switches and whatnot. At the Chayim Ben Kavitra with Mako. But that's one thing is in those days that if I take a shayla with Mekel, it wasn't the way that the Paschim would call any shayla. So this is the shayla that's written in the year 1998, Paschim in Shabbat. Nobody should have any slaves. The Shevet HaLevi, he writes over here, Rebbe Yashin, in 7th that brings down. I also asked him personally, but the 7th is the job that brings it down. The Chut HaShomer in Sikralis, the Shevet God, who is all the dying, and Chayna, just to tell them how many names do we have. On the page here, there's 33. 33 is the names that everybody here heard of. That's all after baby wife. She had a lady right from one place. You are the master that she did. He said, I am master that she did. He says, no. Kashua after the she did. Anything other than a prayer, Rabin says, the truth is, she had a lady that has to stop the allegation after my body. They're like, I'm the truth, and now they make them wet. But the way they show it to me, they weren't wet, but now they make them wet. Courage, yes, sir. It's not shy. A minister de la loin, benashin, alkein, aleinu, mahafni, and vikadai. And then he writes, mitzvah, galas, maskonis, adagun, lalas. In a different tshuva. Hell, I'm hoiser. I hold these things. So they all held the baby white. But look on back. Now, in the name of who holds his mother, so down one face of Greek that's maybe a little bit known, but this is a dryin. This is a dryin, it's a day canning. He's got other features of the guys over here. Right? Later that understands with the baby wife, don't go and bother them. Then he's like, you're a man, you have to be sheer, who is nice, once I have a baby wife. Should not you use the tool? Okay, let's go back. So we're losing out over here on the Machmirin. Okay, so let's go back. I thought I'm not getting any sheep. The Gemara does not even say. The Gemara does not say that he brings down that mutter if they do it or not. That's the not going to happen. The Gemara does not. If you do it soft, gently, you do it gently, then it's mother, and if it's why, because then he says he's not taking out the water from the inside. He says, and it's because the heart's free. Now, if you read the heart's free inside, the first time you say it's not a simple study, you write like this. You write, first you write only Epsha. What is an Epsha? I don't say it's mother. If it's Epsha, then what is my mind holding to be an Epsha? Then you write like this. Mashenkin, and near, Shebola Mashkin, Epsha, like that, that's the near. The medium. 9 times in the truth, he says the word medium. Paper is a whole different material. The base, paper. Paper is a whole different papier. The guy's a different material. You see, the moment after, every time of a bad type of material, to get that paper, we'll see. Paper is a guy's fine shaya. If you have a paper baby wipe, which if you know anything, when the high speed is dying, you can keep a seed in this class, it's not that baby wipe that we have. He's talking about basically having to like a napkin and dipping it into water and using that. That's what we'll see there because the guy finds more things to make them because the most shiny could be is only in the bottom because it's not a human. There's paper, it's not only for to have a star kind of something that rips when you put water on it so it doesn't have a. There's a lot of things to be made for, but it has nothing to do with baby. The clear from that our speed is like Rura, that regular baby wine could be awesome. And this is again the current names that people possibly are made for. The German show the Dalman is quoted in 3 different stars that he was making on a baby one. The problem with that, as you'll see in my paper over here, is he's quoted in 4 other stars that they personally asked the Shlomo Dalman. All the stars, the Shlomo Dalman never wrote anything about baby one in his own hand. We have that, and we came over. But we have the Shmir Shabbat, he asked the Shlomo Dalman, and Shlomo Dalman told him his mother. The Mora Shabbat, he asked the Shlomo Dalman, and he said, no, the near Ross is on the slipper. No, I'm not sure. Then he brings that. From the Orchid Shabbat, that he asked the Chiba of Shlomo Zalman Moira. At the beginning, he used the Moira, Mutal Ishtanish. That comes to the end of the Hesse. All number Akashit Sanu, but we told him. And we asked, we told them, the Muslim, but they told us, Shamanu Koira de Zer Ishtan. And the same time later that we both, we bring out from Shlomo Zalman, like the word, the wonderful Zalman. Bring out there, the Hesse Shalom, hey, the Ishtanish, the Master, the Lazar, the Shabbat. So after the first thing, man, what's the sheet of the Shlomo Zalman? I don't know. Yes, but we said I can't say that Shlomo Zalman is the next. I have no idea. I have more smart in saying that he was Kleiner, so I have no idea. I'm not going to come and say Shlomo Zalman. I'm not going to say I believe that, but they say he's Muslim. I have no idea. I don't know. Shlomo Zalman we can't quote. There's one last case that we can quote. It's a Marsha. I should have been the Marsha. But this tshuva is absolutely unreadable. Unreadable. He writes things seemingly about a baby wipe, talking about cleaning off the table. Mishra's near, near. The knife, take a paper, a bit of water, and then smash the keeper, and to go and clean up the table. He's talking about taking like a baby wipe and cleaning the table with a baby wipe. And he goes on, he says, it's mother. But look what he writes. He writes, you know why it's mother? He says, number one, it's mother because it's in the filet. It's not absorbed inside the wipe. What does that mean? Okay, the device. Then he says, second of all, the water that comes out is what nichalas. What is what nichalas? Of course it's nichalas. That's what he's trying to do. He's using the water that comes out of that doesn't matter. What's the matter? The water that comes out is you want the water to come out. That's what you're doing. You're not doing what you mean. Then he goes on and he says, it's hard to believe him. It's not hard to believe him. That's a moment from a shiner. He says, that's not hard to believe him. That's the usage of the water. That's what you're doing. You're extracting it to use it because the water comes. Then he goes on. Then he goes on. He says, "Halach Ebert says, 'Ain't a scabbin, but ain't a scabbin.' That's what he's doing. He's trying to get the words are unreadable. So I asked the Reuven Feinstein. Asked him what the Chana Tshuva. They told me this. He said, 'Go and look in the English book called Children in Halacha.' I read. It's in Halacha. So I have it over here. The Children in Halacha is page 208." Although if you want, we know that there when he has the tshuva. He says, you have to know one thing about the tshuva. It was talking about, not that they were using a baby body to go and clean the table. There were crumbs on the table to see how beautiful the tshuva. There are crumbs on the table, and the Moshe was being asked, can I take a paper, put water on it, and chop off the crumbs? Now, this is the right thing. You're trying to use the paper to stick to the... Now let's read it again. That the Baisha, first of all, he's talking about wax paper, the old, everybody remembers it, the old wax baby wipes. I remember this. There wasn't a door. That's the first thing that Reuben had done. So that's number one, it's not a door. Then the merchant says, and not only that, the water that comes out, you don't want that water to come out. Oh, it does. Okay, if you want more of the water to stay on the vine so that it can crop more, it crops. Okay, you want it to come out. You don't want it to come out. That's the one that's the problem. He says, and the aim of the scouting, because they're not trying to get the water out. That's the aim of the scouting. That's for Moshe. So this tshuva from the great place of Moshe is explicit that a baby life, the regular baby life that aren't absorbing, that you want the water to come out, are teachers don't need the life. I'll just end off that now that you have the name, you have all the studies from the Mount Zion, and they all say to Mr. Gomer. Mr. Gomer. And it's Mr. Gomer the and no one's ever stopped it. There's no difference between this and the Mount. Okay? So now, I'm going to tell you the story of a certain banker that I can't say anymore here, but it's quite good. That these are the stories he said, why should you look at these baby life on job? We're going on. The first thing you guys, and he said that the dumber shame is God. When you're wiping the baby, that the water that comes out, the extraction of the water. Again, every question we're asking, that can answer on a mop also. I don't understand what the difference is between a mop and a baby one. So we'll see. Whatever we're going to say applies to a mop, you believe applies to a baby. The first thing he says is that when you're wiping, that there's water on the outside of the wipe. Because if there's water on the outside of the wipe, you don't care about the water which is on the inside of the wipe. That's what aim is God. Now, first of all, Baruch Hashem Shvatzorah, you never die for the baby. So, Baruch Hashem Shvatzorah, no shine. Because anybody who never died for the baby knows you want a fire to raise behind him, but anything in the world can. The difference of shine in the world is in the Scottish water, and it's a pea gracious in the Kalei. It's not a pea gracious. It's a mice that's been dying, mommy's been trying to get out the water. But let's say you disagree with me, so then I'll ask a shine. Why on the map, if anybody has a map to explore, there's a lot of water on the outside of the map, a lot more than on the baby one. Okay? So now the site, why are we mapping the floor, which is no way we can stop it out? Why is that not nothing? Just say, it's he doesn't care about the water which is inside the map. He's not interested in that water. He has enough water. I'm not letting that. I got news here about it. It's far more than the sea. It's on the map. Far more than it. Everybody knows. On the map, when it's getting less wet, what it do? It goes back into the bucket and takes more water. He just doesn't start stripping and stretching out to get as much as he can. That's why he's just going over and gets it. So whatever you can say there, it's aim is gotten by the baby wife, it's certainly aim is gotten by the mouth. And the mouth, nobody in the world ever is stopping about such a thing that it's not been gone. Number one. Number two, and you're right. It's a secret to the light vehicle. Okay, I just told the artist to get the vehicle, because he wants to worry anything else. But secret to the light vehicle is awesome. I've been using it the last few days, and telling you secret to the light vehicle when you have swooped in, typical flower, yeah, it's star. Well, not, but secretion by Nikolai is a secret to Pasha, not a secret to Masha. But close to the fact that it's not secretion to Lion, it's a secretion to Nikolai. Close to the fact that it's not secretion to Mike, you got to run what it's trying to do. Once again, you can entertain Shiloh and Masha. So then the Masha is also secretion by Nikolai. Okay, guys. Then he goes on. You realize that the material that they make it from is synthetic material, which is considered not to do the Karka. This is not to do the Karka, but it doesn't know it's their item. So this is the shy. First of all, the shy is in the sea. It's not a mistake. I have here conflicting of this approach in the Russian study book from 39 philosophers. And yeah, he tried to be embarrassed. You guys, this Russian, you guys. Right. In various interviews with representatives of the major U.S. manufacturers, you also received conflicting reports on the nature of the materials used in the device. Which is true. I don't know, because I also. And I got conflicting reports. I'm not going to answer that. I want to but so I need to keep in mind this. All the masks are also made out of synthetic materials. Just keep in mind, whatever you said, that means you're going to start mounting the floor on Shabbos also. Just keep that in mind. And also, you can take your copy at the show, and you can bring it out on Shabbos also. So it's at least. Piece of saying it's Rabbanah. It looks like Pisa, right? At least that much. But again, you're not going to, it's not. Anyway, like I'm telling you, that many of them are made, it's not synthetic material. Then he goes on and he writes that I don't know if I can say this one in public. He said that there's a mash Rabbanah. There's nothing to look at. You take a lemon and you squeeze it onto food, so then there's no Pisa. Because the mash Rabbanah is considered nice. So if you do your imagination, how to finish the sentence. right? But he's calling this on a shindor, right? He's calling it like 11, and I'm not sure about that cycle, because it's far enough that some of the Tyra is Kim Akshnai in the way. And the bunch of Roshai can see it, but that one will just go right there. Then he goes on, he writes, it's also a servant of the cotton. It's not a servant of the cotton, it's a servant of the mother. It's a samakai, it's a servant of the mother. It's a baby cat, don't use it. So, what's the answer? What's the answer? So, okay, like this. So, maybe now, right here, I'm going to tell you, read the cool. Read the cool, and you see, wow, this cat is even murdering for me. I found here 9 tomorrow that I'm asking what I'm about to say. That you can take the baby wipe, read it out before Shabbos, whatever, leave it out, you leave it out for 10, 15 minutes, it's going to be dry anyway. If you leave it out by starting Shabbos class and take out 20 of that for Shabbos, don't be dry. Now, you'll have dry. And then the baby's going to come, like, after the squirt on, and put it there some soap and juice and whatever, and shrimp the baby, and then you'll use it. People like the baby wipe simply because they like that strong material, and that's the answer. None of my kids ever came back and complained. Now, why is that a very difficult cool? Can I tell non-smart to say something? You know why it's not very fast? Non-smart? Because didn't I just tell you it's been in tough way, shit, you know? It said that even to dry it out before Shabbos, we're afraid you're not going to dry it out properly. But even that they asked. So I feel the difference of the Admor in the Varna, in the Mirvana, in the Mirvana Shabbos, the Maxwell Yor, the Shabbos, that thing, so, nine different times of the year. It's more about the third, it's open down, it's about the author. I must tell you that this packer is a letter I have from Rav Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg goes like this. The Chloe Kallis, the Indian Shevazan, and the Gael of Yuki Pinochet, the year Mach and after the Yuki, you see how every word is itself. Interesting to them. The Yuki Pinochet is like baby vaccine. What are you talking about word? I think it's baby vaccine. Which is Rishamshin and Yerkse Amashke. Hamayim or your alcohol of a little. I can't read that word. Which is the favorite, not because of the new. Three from Chidate. Today the rabbi does so. We need that word to come and change the name of anybody in order to read it. What's that called? The word going to be here. You want that word? The yesh is then sorry to Shabbos. So the AI has the ones that are made to do the kagra. Yesh is then to the right stuff. And the ones that aren't, they're on them. So thank the Yara, she actually starts to lay this place. It's a secret. It's just the Israelite. And sure, Hester is starting to Shabbos. Then he goes, that day, even if you'll say, to do the risk, do the narrative, like you're talking about, do the life easy. And you know, that's actually they say, she's not allowed to come out. It's got to be on the shaft. And it seems to Derek with the call of the shaft, that the husband got, Derek is using that like that. But by the way, when you're dying a baby, you're going to be thinking about how you want to get out of there as fast as possible. And this is going to have that these people can tell to them. You saw how many desires the Chazal make about because they're so nervous. And now he makes it up like he can do his own Zayra, but you'll see it's exactly the Zayra of all the three different Gemara's. It says, Hare, the Kav, you start with the Bukhla, the Amish and the Mika, the three, and that he should always say, you're resting Shemar, Yavol, the first, and the Kaiska. And after trying to be after, I'm going to say this over, they're going to laugh at me. It's not going to say it. You can make your own Zayra. I made a Zayra. Anybody got this boy, that's what he's down there. I made a Zayra. That's Chazal me. Where does Chazal make it there? All three of those places that we just told you about. Because I'll say you can't put it here because maybe you'll come to, you can't even put the thing in the mocking that might get wet, because then we'll go get wet, it might come. Because I'll be there. You go and use the baby wipe and tell the lady in the house who's using a baby wipe in the same way that she uses it on a Tuesday, and they'll, no, don't use it sharp. Don't use it sharp. It's something that's a zero to use sharp. Because if you use sharp, time me. So that's Netflix fail. It goes on, he says, us will not great, us the government, I'll came here up, but now it's a big cooler. And the Shabbos in the other state of Shabbos, that can use place, take it if you, merge the cooler tiger. If you extract the whole entire thing, you let them dry out, the air of Shabbos, actually, she might be the Shabbos of my master mind. The Lord, you have to clean the cloud, then you want to understand the Shabbos of Shabbos. The Persian company should give a lot like that. It's a chiddush. He's a very good mahadush of Shabbos. Like I tell you, says that paddle is something which is I even got the water. It's much bigger. It gets much more absorbed. It's harder to get out. Maybe why we see that the ease. It comes out much easier. It dries up much quicker. So it's not stopping the chazal makers very well. I was very surprised he had. That's fine. The Shabbos. We get the blessings of the Shabbos. The kush near Shabbos. Nisket. Constant. In the era of Rosh Hashanah. There's constant. The sifres of the dinim. The gula. The nisket. The gula. Shlema. The kush.
Have a thing on you. Not liberation.
No, because it's not good there. It's a good child, but I'm going very fond. I'm not going very something like dangerous or feathers or out. Something's got like potatoes, because it's not, right?
You know, no.
That's a good child. Something like that.